Parshas Truma, V'yikhu li Truma, to build a Mishkan, a Mokam of Ashras, a Shechina, it's Yaduah, there's a Machlekes Rishonim. If the Matara of Mishkan, the Musig, that there's a Tzimtzum of the Ashras, a Shechina, Mugbal to a specific place, Be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is L'maylam in Azman, L'maylam in Amokoyim, L'shaychas to Gashmias. But the Musig of a Binyan Gashmi that represents, more than represents, that is a Mokam of Ashras, a Shechina, it's Yaduah, there's a Machlekes Ramban in Sforna, whether the Ramban says that this is be'etzem a musig that's supposed to be in the Bria, and the Sforna learns that no, that it really has to do with the Chet Ha'egel. Lulei the Chet Ha'egel, the Emes, the Metzias would be Molei Chol Ha'aretz Kvoidoi. It's lav dafka that you have to have a mokum mitzumtzum only because of the Chet Ha'egel. This is a concept that the Sforna does many times. Many times the Sforna learns by Chet Adam Arishoin, by Chet Meraglim, by various other events in the Torah and history, that because of Maisi Yidei Adam, therefore the Hanhagas HaBoyri changes. It's a concept that the Sifona has in many places. Aber B'chol Ben Avada, this is the Mokam of Ashuras HaShechina. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Keka Hashem Tzorei Lomim. Ka is Yud and Hey. The Gemara says in Menachis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba with the letters Yud and Hey, and the Gemara is Masupik, which one? The Maskana is that Olam Hazeh is a Hey, and Olam Haba is the Yud. So I saw there's a pshat that when it says V'zoysa Truma, it's like this. If your level of donation to the Mishkan is on an Olam Hazeh Dika level, so then it's Truma, Torum Hey. Hey is Olam Hazeh. Abul Kol Ish Asher Yidvenu Levi, if a person is on a higher Madrega, Tikhu es Truma Si. It's Trumas Yud. Then already it's the Olam Habatika level of Truma. So Avada the Eivishter is able to see in each person's leg if it's Truma, Torum, Hey, Olam Hazadik, or no, Truma Si, Trumas Yud, Olam Habadik. The Zoya writes that the word Truma really represents Torah Mem, because the Torah was given after 40 days. Truma is Torah Mem, and Avada the Mishkan is, among other things, a mokim of where it's mitzumtzum and mugbal to a mokim gashmi, but it has the nakuda of the Hashras HaShechina and the Torah. The famous Medrash of Basi Lagani, in Medrash Shir Ashirin, Basi Lagani, Achoy Sikala, the Medrash says that after Chet Adam Arishon, when the Rehavullah in Olam Hazeh, his galus, but then Chet Adam Arishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went up one level. And because of Chet of Kayin, another level. Enoish, another level. Dora Mabel, Dora Floga, Sdoin, and Mitzrayim, Bimei Avram. Tol Hashem, the Shechina went up to the Sheva Rakiyim. And then the process goes the other way. The Tzadikim, Hitchilu, Lahoyrid, Es HaShechina, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Kahos, Amram, Moshe. That's the Sheva Doirois. Bosi, Legani, the Musig of that, the seven generations that finally bring back the Shechina down to high Alma. Now we're speaking about this concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is Molei Chol Ha'aretz Kvoidoi. Hashem is everywhere. I saw in the Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchok, in the Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchok from the Gaivid Zatzal, the Weiss, in the Hakdama of the Tshuvas, there's a little bit space left. It's a minig, a lot of Koisvei Svarim write. Like, since there's a little space here, he'll write a Vart. He says a Vart that connects the beginning of the Torah to the end of the Torah, and then the beginning of Shas to the end of Shas, to Brachas and Nidah. But in Torah, he says, what's the Nakudas? He says a pshat like this, which I think is Meshach Shaykh to the Sinyan. There's a Medrash that says, Osar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Geula comes, and Hashem says, I want to bring Klal Yisrael back, and be Mischaber with them, because as we know, we're going to see more, Mishkan really represents the marriage between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Zivug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So the Asad Lovi, Hashem wants to take us back, but the Yidden say, this is the Lashon of the Medrash Rabbah, in Ha'azinu, the Medrash says, Hein Yishlach Ish Es Ishtoi V'holcha V'hoysel Ish Acher Loisoshav Oleha Oy. The Pasuk says that if a person sends away his wife, and then he doesn't take her back, and you're taking us back, the Yidden are asking Hashem, Atage Reshtanu, you divorced us, why are you taking us back? So the Lashon of the Medrash is, Omer Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The lashon of the pasuk is Hein Yishlach Ish Es Ishtoi. Hashem says Anoichi Kael V'loi Ish. I'm not an Ish. I'm Kael. I'm Elohus, not just a person. So what does the Medrash mean? So Be'emes, the Rebbe of Heschel already says, he brings, the Gemara says, in Gittin, Hazoyre get le'ishtoy, and he throws the get when it's in his chatzar. So if you throw the get and it's in your chatzar, it's the husband's chatzar, so the get is not chal. You can give a get v'nas and biyada, or in fact, you can give a get and put it into her chatzar. But the husband can't give a get if it's still in his chatzar. And Hashem means, Anoichi kel v'loy ish, kol ha'oilom kulay, kol ha'aretz malay, kol ha'aretz kvayday. So the whole world is mine, so therefore I never divorced you. I can't give you a get. What, I threw the get in the chatzar? Wherever the get is, it's me. That's what the Rebbe of Heschel says, is pshat in the Medrash, when Hashem answers back and says, Malik Anoichi kel v'loyish. So Zok revised in the Tshuvas Menachos Yitzchak, he says, you know, the last words in the Torah, there's always an Indian to be mechaber, the beginning and the end of the Torah. It says, the end, it says, Le'ein Echol Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu broke the Luchos, which represents that he divorced us, he took it, and he broke the Luchos, he disconnects from us. Luchos, then how does he take us back? Luchos Shnius, he came and took us back. Aye, he divorced us? The answer is, Bereshis Baro Ekim, Es HaShemayim Es HaAretz, that the Gansavelt is the Rabbeinu Shloim, so it's not possible that the Gerushin was able to happen. Now again, we're talking about this concept, it's a very, very deep Kabbalistic parshas, Truma and Tetzaveh, the Inyonim of Mishkan, of Tzimtzum, Ashuras HaShchinah, the Chofetz Chaim, Al HaToyra, he brings a psikta, and he brings that there's a Shakla V'tari, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to Moshe and says, Amar Loi, the Moshe, Liv Lois Loi Bayis, build me a home, build me a house. Loshon of the Medrash, of the psikta, and there's that Zeya Moshe, Moshe started shaking. Halei HaShemayim, Ushmei HaShemayim, Loi Yechal Kalucha, even the whole universe can't hold you. You're greater and beyond the entire universe. How can I build you a bias? Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Loi lefi koichi, elo lefi koicham. I'm not asking for a house. This is a deep concept. I'm not asking for a house on my standards, Hashem says. On my standards, I'm greater than the whole universe. But I want the Yidden to do theirs. Do what you can. But, and what do I need? Lashon HaPsikta? Esrim Keresh Batzofayin, Esrim Keresh Badarim. Build me a Mishkan. I want 20 beams on one side, 20 beams. Not in my musagim. I want the Yidden to do based on their musagim. And again, Hashem says, I want you to bring me karbonis. He says, food, I should give you food. I can't feed you. You're beyond that. No. This is a very important concept. Hashem demands from us, avada, but not lefi his musagim. He demands what we can do. Over that, yeah, don't do less than you think you can do. You have to do to your utmost, and that's what Hashem demands of you. Now, it always comes out, Parshas Truma is in Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar is Aleph Dor. Aleph is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Aleph Dor. Hashem wants a Dira in this world. He has all the Olamos, but He wants Dafka in our hearts and through our Maisim, and through our Liman HaTorah, that it should be Aleph Dor, that he should be able to be Mitbate in Olam Hazeh. And the MS, I heard once a Taich, what does it mean, Mishkan? Or the Beis HaMikdosh? Interesting mussel. There's a musig, if a person loses his passport, well, we have Americans here, right? If a person loses his passport, he has to go to the embassy. He has to go to the embassy, when you walk into the embassy, you are walking, don't get too excited. You are walking on U.S., United States of America. You're really in that country. An embassy, with all the international law, has the status. You need your passport, not for identification. You're not bringing your passport for identification. You need to go in. You're entering the realm of whatever country it is of that embassy. The Mishkan is the embassy of Shamayim. Why does the Mishnah say in Pirkei Avos, Asara Nisim, the Beis HaMikdash, and there were more even, there were so many Nisim in the floor, Shaloi Kederach HaTeva. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, it's Shaloi Kederach HaTeva. Because you entered the embassy of Shamayim. It's a shtick Shamayim. It's not Poshet, the Darga of what that means. Now, if someone were to ask you, what's the Iker Nekuda? You know, when you have a sugi, you need to know the Nekuda Merkazis. What's the central, most dominant, important Nekuda? What's the center of the Mishkan? Is the MS is? That's a tough question. But there's a famous concept. It's in the Zohar and in many Sfarim. It's a concept that we have to know.
Yisrael v'ayraisa v'kutcha berichu chagu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael and the Torah is one. Right? Some people say different three. They forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, and Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael in the Ikar Matan is in Eretz Yisrael. Right now we're in Golos. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah, and Klal Yisrael all one. So in the center of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Mishkan, on one hand, is Hashras HaShechinah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, in the Arloin, in the Kodesh Kadoshim, is the Luchos with Aseres HaDibros, which represents the Torah. And the Emes is, Kol Ish Asher Yidvenu Liboy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that every member of Klal Yisrael had to donate. Because the center, the pumping of the Etzem, the hearts of the Mishkan, is Klal Yisrael, the Nidvas Lev of everyone. So Be'etzem, all three Chalokim, Mitzad Echad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzad Sheni, the Torah, the Orin, and the Luchos, and Mitzad Shlishi, the Klal Yisrael of Kol Ish Asher Yidvenu Liboy. That's what it says by Aseres HaDibros. It says Anoichi. What's Anoichi? The Aleph is Hashem Elikim. The Yud is the Aseres HaDibros, and the Nun and the Chof is 70. There are 70 Umos. Yeah, but there's one Klal Yisrael from the Bechir, the chosen one from all the Shiva Umos is the Klal Yisrael, and that connects together because I said this before. The letter Vav can be spelled three different ways. When you make cheshbonos of spelling out a word for gematria purposes and even non-gematria purposes, there's three ways to spell Vav. Vav, Vav. Vav, Yud, Vav. Or Vav, Aleph, Vav. Right? L'moshel, some letters don't have various variations. Dalet, L'moshel. Don't make the mistake. It's Dalet, Lamed, Tav. Not Dalet. But Vav is three ways. Now, Vav, Vav is 12. Vav, Aleph, Vav is 13, and Vav Yud Vav is 22, which is 12 Shvatim of Klal Yisrael, the 13 Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Chof Beis is the 22 Oseus of the Torah. This is a triangle that connects Yisrael V'Oraisa V'Kodesh Baruch Hu Chadu. Now there's another facet in the Mishkan. The Mishkan, I mentioned it already, represents a Zivug. There is a marriage, a connection She'en kedugmasa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. The Emes is, there are spheres in Midrashim. In some places it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chosan and Klal Yisrael is the Kala. Mi'idok Gisa, there are many Midrashim that say that Klal Yisrael is the Chosan and the Torah is the Kala, which makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Shver, because he gives his daughter. And that's what the Mishkan is. Aseli Kitan Echad. The Shver says, I want to stay close to you, make me an extra little apartment. And the Mishnah in Kiddushin, how do you make a marriage? Ha'isha niknes b'shleisha drachim, b'kesef, b'shtar, u'v'biga. Zogin the Mepharshim, kesef was the biza sayam. Hashem gave us, let's go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the chosen, Klaus was the kala. The biza sayam is the kesef. The shtar is the luchais abris, and the Torah is a shtar. And the biya is the mishkan, yichud and biya, the shachan tichon. And the chuppah, you need chuppah also. Chuppah is the kafa aleihem har kigigas. So all the facets of a marriage are all there also in the Mishkan. It's Yedua, the famous Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi asks, you know, all the other umay said that they don't want to accept the Torah. They want to hear what's the details. They backed out. Klal Yisrael says nasa v'nishma. So the Emes is frek the Beis Halevi. Famous in the drushes, in drushes in Zion. Beis Halevi says, how could you say Nasa V'Nishma? Nasa V'Nishma, you don't know what you're getting involved in yet. It's a Dover She'en Katsuf. It doesn't have a, it's not set. You can't be Mishtabid to a Dover Shalo Yadua, to a Dover She'en Katsuf. You want to say, I'm being Mechayev, 35 million. The guy says 35 million. It's 35 million. Say it. But if it's without a Schum, so what could it be? So the Beis Halevi says, because Klal Yisrael, by saying Nasa V'Nishma, they're saying an Eved. An Eved, once he's Mishabed, his goof. So an Eved is an Eved. You know, first I'll accept the Abdus, then details will come. It's not on a detail. It's not a Shibat Nechassim, in which I have to know how much the Nechassim is. It's a Shibat HaGuf, and I'm an Eved. That's the Beis Halevi's Pshat. But may I suggest, there's another Pshat here. By a Chasana, you're allowed to write even a Dover She'enei Kotzov, because of the Chibuv of chosin and kaloid, you can be mishtabed even if the guy doesn't have tesis. It says in ksubis, you can write whatever you want in the ksub. Zomenish vissen, zomenish darfin, but that's the way it goes. Now, the Bnei Yisoscha brings, and the Makoris is really from the Arizal, Klal Yisrael, the word Yisrael, the first and last letter is Lamed Yud, 40. And the middle letters is Asher, which is 501. When a person does Kiddushin, he says, Harei at Mekudeshes Li. And Nisuin is represented 501. Why 501? Because a man has 248 Avarim and a woman has 252 Avarim, and together that's 500. But when you add the extra one is Hashem, that's 501 when the two Chosim and Kaal come together. The Mamash Vesheva Brachas Tarim. So listen again. Kiddushin is Hareyat Mekudeshes Li. Li is the 40. And that's the outside part. It's not marriage yet. It's the outside. The Yud and the Lamed are the last letters. Asher is 501. Because 501 represents when the Chosim, when the Zochar and the Nekeva come together. Because 248 Evarim plus 252 Evarim, woman has more. And then Hashem. 501 is also the gematria of Pru Uvu. Also the gematria of Shakai, the inner letters. We'll chesh that out soon. And the Tzachadash Bahav is 501 also, and there's a few other things. But the point is that 501 represents like beyond Teva already. The Zohar and the Nekeva come together, but then you go beyond because you bring the Kodesh Baruch into it. And look at this by the Mishkan. So what's the key words we're playing with here? Li and Asher. Look at the Mishkan. V'yitchu li truma me'ez kal ish Asher yidvenu liboy. Look at Matan Torah. V'atem to you li mamleches kainim v'kodesh Eila dvarim Asher dibar Hashem. But after Hashem broke the Luchais, he wanted to break the Eris, not the Nesuim. So he says, V'ata hanichu li v'yichar api bahem. So Li, the outside letters of Yisrael, represent Erusin, Hareat Mekudeshes, Li, and the inner, the Penimius, is the Asher. The Asher is the 501. Now the Bnei Yisrael continues, why does the Li represent Erusin? Li is 40, and Lamed is also the largest letter, and Yud is the smallest letter. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, connecting to every single Yid. Now there's one other fascinating thing that I saw in the Zohar. You know, the Aseres HaDibrois has 620 letters. The Aseres HaDibrois, there are 620 letters. Keser, why? So this is a little twist, but Yud, you spell Yud Vav Dalet. Yud Vav Dalet is Gematria 20. Esrim. Esrim is Gematria 620. Because the Pintel Yud, that smallest Yud, really has in it the vast potential of Keser, of the most high Madrega that's ever possible. The Nefesh HaChayim brings that the Mishkan represents a Dmus of an Adam. V'asuli Mikdash V'shechanti V'soicham. Every single person, Be'etzem, has a Mishkan in him, in his heart, and in his Ramach Evarim. And he even explains how each part of the Mishkan represents a different part of the body. There's even a pshat that the menorah is the eyes, the shulchan is the pet, is the mouth for eating, the mizbeach haketores is the nose, the tzitz is the metzach, and the azara represents the whole. Everything is gecheshbon, that it represents various parts of the Mishkan. Now, a mitzvah eser deraisa in this week's parasha is V'osuli mikdash v'shachanti v'soicham, is a mitzvah esed deraisa to build a mishkan or a beis hamikdash. You know, the mishkan was in the midbar for 40 years, then they was in Gilgal for 14 years, then they were in Shiloh for 369 years, then they were in Noiv and Givon. Well, they were in Noiv for a short while, then Shaul killed them all out, and then they moved to Givon for 57 years, and then the beis hamikdash Rishon for 410 years, and then there was Golus Bavel, and then the beis hamikdash Hasheni for 420 years, and the Be'ezras Hashem, Tavshinai and Tess. We should be zaycha to build the third base of Mikdash. Now, it's a mitzvah's essay d'oraisa. She's not over. It's a mitzvah's essay. Whoever wants can go. It's a mitzvah's essay d'oraisa to build a makom hashraas hashchina for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's in the Sefer Achinuch, who goes according to the Seder of the mitzvahs according to the Torah. It's the 95th mitzvah. That's why when you say a shidduch, you say the zivig zal oyle yofe zayin. Yofe is 95. Because it's the 95th mitzvah. The Hashras of Shechina of building the Mishkan is the 95th mitzvah. Now the Rambam, let's do a little bit of halachadik here. The Gemara says, there's a mitzvah's essay, the Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBechira says, Ein boin in Beis HaMikdash Balaylo, Shenemer uviyoim hokem es HaMishkan, Biyoim mekimin v'loy Balaylo, V'oizkin bibinyoni me'alis HaShachar HaTzei Sakichov. You can't do Binyan Beis HaMikdash by night. Only by day. Binyan Beis HaMikdash is only by day. V'hakol chayovim livnois u'misai ba'atzmom, Anoshim v'noshim kemikdash HaMidbar, Men and women are both chayiv. Same Rambam. Halachas Beis HaBechira, Perak Aleph, Halacha Yud. Now look at the Mishnah Kedushin Daf Chav Tes and ask me a question. The Mishnah says in Kedushin Daf Chav Tes, Mitzvahs Esei Shazman Groma Noshim Pturos. And if the Rambam is saying that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is only by day and not by night, so that means it's Esei Shazman Groma. So why does the Rambam say that women are also chayiv? That's a big kasha that all the Achrayim ask. There's a big tumult about this issue. The same halacha, halacha Yibes. Ain't Binyan Beis HaMikdash Ela Bayoyim Balay Balayim. So there's all kinds of thruts, and maybe the preparations of the stones and the various preliminary preparations could be done at night. And that's enough to make it that it's considered not as man grama. Another pshat from the Turei Even says, Zman grama, a mitzvah that's man grama. What's an example of Zman grama? Tefillin. Because every day you have to put tefillin, and by night not, and when it comes the next day, a new mitzvah, a new opportunity, another mitzvah of tefillin, nachamo. But some mitzvahs, like Beis HaMikdash, it's a mitzvah just to build the Beis HaMikdash. It's a one-time thing. Build it! Now there's a time during that, only by day, not by night. That's not called Zman Grom. Zman Grom is only similar to Tefillin, because the Makar is from Tefillin. A mitzvah that every day heralds in, the Zman brings in a new mitzvah, another time to do the mitzvah. But if it's the same mitzvah, just you can't do it by night, so that doesn't count. There are various other tzurutzim, but I wanted to suggest maybe a pshat. The lashon of the Rambam is v'hakol chayovim levnoisa anoshim v'noshim kemikdash hamidbar. The Rambam says azoyvi the Mishkan in the Midbar. You know why? Because in the Mishkan in the Midbar it says meforish that the women also brought and wove and did. So the Rambam is saying maybe it is a zman grama. Oh, but it's an exception to the rule. There are exceptions to the rule. There are mitzvahs essay that are zman grama that women are chayiv kiddush matzah simcha hakel, right? So this is an exception to the rule. Not that we have an explanation why it's not considered a Zman Grama. In fact, it is a Zman Grama. But it's an exception to the rule because it was like the Mishkan in the Midbar. It's a nice try, but it's not going to work because the Rambam Halacha Sefer Zohar, Perakid Gimel Halacha, Perakid Aleph Halacha Gimel, says the rule of Zman Grama and says which mitzvahs are exceptions to the rule, and he doesn't say the mitzvah Beis HaMikdash. So it's not so meduyik to say that the mitzvah Beis HaMikdash should be in that cheshbon. It's very interesting, you know, there's a Mishnah in Megillah, Daf Chaf, that says a list of 20 things that have to be done only by day. And if they're done by day, then it has to be from Alois HaShachar until Tzei Sakechav. Mikra Megillah, Kriyas Halal, Musif, Vidui Meiser, Shoifer, Lulav, a long list. There's 20 things in the Mishnah. I saw a fascinating Zach. Moran Reb Chaim Kanievsky, many years ago, wrote a Sefer in Adar Beis. He always writes for him because he finishes, he has a Sefer to finish Shas. And it's a 12-month program, so in Adar Beis he has time to write Sfarim. So one of the Sfarim he wrote many years ago was called Nachal Eson. Nachal Eson is a sefer about Egla Rufa. Anything you need to know about Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa, dead guy, you got to measure. Okay. So Egla Rufa says Reb Chaim Kanievsky a whole sefer, hundreds of pages, it's small print. He's not looking to all about Egla Rufa. So he clears the shaila. One of the dinim in Egla Rufa is Medida. You measure the city. You have to measure which is the closest city. There's a din of Medida. The Bezdin goes out and goes, Medida Sa'ir. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky clarifies and he brings rise that Medida measuring is only by day, not by night. He asks Cheshbonis, it's only by day, not by night. So he says, how come it's not in the Mishnah in Megillah? The Mishnah in Megillah says 20 things that are by day, then a very short list of things that are by night. Medida Sa'er. Elamites a diyak from the Mishnah, then maybe it's even Balayla, otherwise it should be on the list. So Beroiv Go'inusoi, he says, nah. There are other things also not on the list. And he finds 41 other things that are also only by Yoim. From Babel, Yerushalmi, Sifri, Sifra, Mechilta, Shulchan Aruch, Rishonim. 41 other things that are only Noyig by day. So he says, Tana Mashiach. Problem is, what about the Shuvah Zoyig to Yehuda? That says that there's a din in Tana Mashiach, it has to, can't be parts Merubah La'oimim. Right? In a din by a Mechitza, you have to have more solid wall and less openings. this paritz ke'oimid, he's mesupik if paritz ke'oimid is enough, but certainly you don't say paritz merubah lo'oimid. And the Mishnah only has 20 things, and Abraham Kineski found 41. So the emphasis of the Pshat is like this. He himself writes, some of his questions that he brings of things that are noig by day, we realize ourselves, look it up in Nachal Eisen Paragimel, that it's things that really didn't belong in the Mishnah anyways, and it's not fair. So only some of them need to come onto the Talmud Shire. But you got to work out that there shouldn't be more than 19 of them, because you want it to be Oymed Merubah LaParetz. If you want to excuse yourself that the Mishnah didn't say things, because, okay, Tana Vishayr, it said some things but left others out. It said 20, you're only allowed to leave out another 19. So you have to knock out some of those. Oh. The things to donate to the Mishkan. Zov, Kesef, Nechoshes, Telus, Agamat, Lashoni, Shesh, Ezem, Maris, Elam, Adam, Maris, Koshem, Atzishikim, Shem, Amar, Besam, Lashem, and Mishkan, Teres, Asam. How many things Rashi says? 13. 13. Why 13? Is 15. So there's a lot of shot that you don't have, don't count, or Tchelas Argument Lashani is one. Whatever you want to work out, there are 13 things that they know to Mishkan. What's the significance of 13? The emes is when we daven, everything in Kabbalah is with 10, right? 10? But really, it's not 10 because there's Chabad, there's the 3, and there's the 7. But there's also a lot of different worlds. There's the Olam HaAsiyah, the Olam HaYitzirah, and the Briyah, the Olam HaTzilus. Each world is interconnected to the other world. So each world, the upper three of the, right, the 7 and the 3 is connected to the previous world. So really, in a certain life, it's really 13. That's why when we daven in the morning, tefillah, besides the first 3 brachas, and besides the last 3 brachas, I'm talking about the center of the tefillah, and I'm not counting the Olam HaShinah, which was extra, there are 13 brachas. That's the 13. And if you go through davening, first you have 13 brachos of the Rabbi Shmuel. That's what?
To have 13, you have to be counting.
13 is with Fulam Moshinim, correct. 13 is with Fulam Moshinim.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so with Fulam Moshinim is 13. So, I mean, you're allowed to go up by one in Gematria. Now, with Fulam Moshinim is 13. Going through davening, we have, there are 4 worlds. Asiya, Yetzirah, Bria, and Atzilus. As we process through the davening to the Yud Gimel Dvarim, we have the Brisa of the Rabbi Shmuel, which has 13 midas, Shema Torah. We have Baruch Sha'amar, which, check out Nesuch Sfar, but you have 13 Divrei Shevach. In Yishtabach, again, there are 13 Divrei Shevach. And finally, like we're saying, in Shemoyne Esrei, in the center, beside the Shalosh Rishonis and Shalosh Achronis, you have that concept of the 13. And what is that 13? Hashem says, Asei li kitoin echod, the Mishkan, Hashros HaShchina, by davening, that's where we are. Look at Shulchan Aruch, Simin Sadi Ches, I think he describes that Hashem Esrei, a person is standing in front of Hashem, he's in the Mokam HaMikdash, Asei Likitan Echad, Echad is 13, Echad is 1, but it's 13. When there's an Adar Beis, there are 13 Chadoshim, but that's ready for a different time. The Rambam writes, in Anfang Hilchas Beis HaBechira, the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash was in a Mokayim Mechuvin B'Yoyser. There's a Mesoyer exactly where it was. And the Rambam writes, some of this is in Midrashim, but he brings a whole list of things that there's a Mesoyer B'Yodenu, that this place where the Mizbeach is where David and Shloima bought the Mokayim from Goyren Aroina Yevusi. And that's where Avraham Avinu did Akedas Yitzchok. That's where Noyach built a Mizbeach when he came out of the Teva. That's where Kayin and Hevel were Makar of their Karbonos. And that's where Adam HaRishon was Makar of the carbon. And Adam is Adam, David, Mashiach. Because David is the Hashlama of the Tikkun when we finally get to Tikkun HaOlam. It's going to go from Adam to David. Now, I had a Shaila two days ago. I was trying to work it out. I think I have a solution. I saw from the Ostrovtser Goyim. The Ostrovtser Goyim says like this. We know that the Mishkan is a Mokem Asher Yivchar, Hashem, Yivchar. So he says, if you take the word Yivchar, Yivchar is Yud, Beis, Ches, Resh. But if you spell out the letters, Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, and Beis is Beis Yud Sof, Ches is Ches Yud Sof, and Resh is Resh Shin. Now there's 3 different ways to do Gematria. You could do just the word Yivchar, you could do the spelling out of the whole letters, but then there's Pnimius. Pnimius is that you only take the inner letters. Like when I said Shakai is 500, that's when you take the inner letters. But Yivchar, just the inner letters, the Vav Dalet of the Yud Tuf of the Beis, the Yud Tuf of the Ches, and the Shin of the Resh, is 1,130. Okay. Noi Gibon Shiva Yerushalayim is Gematria 1130. And he says there's a connection because Mokem Asher Yivchar is those places, Noiv Givoin, Shilin Yerushalayim. So I told this to a Brisker and he said, but the Brisker Rav says that there's no Bechiras Mokem, only in the Mikdash. Shiloh and Noiv Givoin has Kedusha, but not Nivchar the Mokem. So I said, it's a Kasha on the Shrof. It's a Kasha on the Rav. He said, no, it's a Kasha on the Shrof. The Brisker Rav's up that it's only Bechiras Mokem is only on the Mikdash. But then something fascinating happened. I saw this with my own eyes. He says that Yivchar, the hidden letters, is 1130. And who are the Noiv Givoin's Yerushalayim Shiloi is 1130. And then he says, wow, the amount of years that the Mishkan or the Mikdash all together, Midbar, Gilgal, Shiloi, Noiv Givoin, Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni is 1130. And it's not. It's 1310. So what is dyslexia? I'm trying to figure it out. It's not. It's 1310. It's 1310. 40 plus 14 plus 57 plus 369 plus 410 plus 420 is 1310. And if you don't want to work it out with a calculator, I saw the Chassam Sofer says when we say Lahakrav Ishei Reach Michayach Hashem, Ishei is Aleph. Aleph is 1,000, and Shai 310. And that's the numbers. It adds up to 1310. So how could he say that? That Noi Givoin Shiva Yerushalayim is 1130. Yivchar, the hidden letters, is 1130. And the amount of years was 1130. It wasn't. It was 1310. You can't play like that in Gematrias, right? So I think the pshat is, it took me a long time. I was for a tumult. I thought something was wrong. The Gemara of the Zohar says that the last 180 years of the second Beis Hamikdash, the Romans already were in control. Poshto Malchus Harisha Al Yisrael. So you have to take away the last 180 of Mikdash Sheni doesn't count. That's 1130. And maybe that's how you stim the Ashtrafzer with the Chassam Sofer. There's a lot of sugis here. We have all the Klei HaMishkan. The Klei HaMishkan are the Arayin, the Mizbeach Hazav, the Shulchan. So it's Yadua that they all had a Zer. The Arayin had a Zer, and that represents Keser Torah. The Shulchan had a Zer that represents Keser Malchus. The Mizbeach Hazav had a Zer that represents Keser Kahuna. The Menorah didn't have a Zer. It had Oyer. Oyer is Gematria Zer. And the Oyer is that with his Keser Torah, Keser Malchus, Keser Kahuna, but Keser Shame Toy, Oyla Al Gabeim, Toy Shame, Mishem and Toy. The Menorah represents the Keser Shame Toy, Sha'oyla Al Gabeim on all three. Now, I'm going to end off here with an interesting netziv I saw yesterday. The Pasuk is describing where you put the different parts of the Mishkan. And the Pasuk says, V'samta es ha-shulchan michutz la-pareichas. Listen, the Aron goes inside, beyond the pareichas, Kodesh Kodashim. You put the shulchan outside the pareichas. Es ha-menoirah neichach ha-shulchan. Then you put the menoirah facing the shulchan, on the south, al-tzela ha-mishkan te-mona. And then, v'ha-shulchan titan al-tzela tzofay. It's Pashut. Ask about the decorator. Yeah, the pasuk is not talking in order. You put the shulchan on the other side of the parejas. Put the menorah next to it in the south. Oh, and the shulchan's in the north. Right? It's not talking in order. Says the Netziv Amoyer de Gazach. Shulchan represents two inyanim. On one hand, shulchan represents, we said already, it's Kasser Malchus, but shulchan represents parnasa. Food. We said it represents the mouth. And it is. It has food. The lechem upon him. The 12 lechem upon him. Right? Everyone knows that on Shabbos you're supposed to have 12 challahs. Everyone does. You take two Friday night, cut them both in half. How much you got? Four. Three sudas. 12. Azayzak the going. Others go with the Arizal. They have a special challah with 12, the whole thing. Or maybe even two challahs. It's just like if it's long, it's just vav and vav. That's 12 also. But if you want to do the going, you have to slice both chalas. Some people only slice one of the chalas, then you don't have the going. For the going to get to 12 chalas, you have to slice both chalas by each suda, and then you get to 12. What? No, that's why the going anyways. He's telling me the going anyways has to. Yeah.
No, the Gemara Shabbos doesn't say 12. The Gemara Shabbos says according to the Rashi, you have to cut both.
Yeah, and the Goyim's reason why you go that way is because of the 12. It's the other way around. It starts from the 12. What are you talking about? That comes afterwards. I know the Seder. Now, the Shulchan represents Parnosa. The Lechem eponym is Parnosa. The Shulchan also represents Malchus. Wealth. status. That was the Zer, Keser Malchus. Zokt in Itziv, listen, the main thing is Torah. But the truth is, if you really don't have money and your mamish bedachkus, it's hard. Avada, anyways, and me'aniyim takes a Torah, but bedachkus, it's hard. If a person has a shulchan, he has the parnasa, and he's comfortable, so then he's able to learn. And then you take the menorah, and you put the menorah, noichach the shulchan. The Gemara has haroitza lahatzpin, haroitza lahachkin, if someone wants to get chokhmas ha-toyra, yadrim, that's the dorim is the menorah, haroitza lahashir, if you want to become rich, you go to the tzof, and that's where the shulchan is. But wait. First you have the shulchan of parnasa. We're not asking for major, but you don't want to be bedachkas, you want to have parnasa, you want to be comfortable. If you have parnasa berevach, then sit and learn. Then you sit and learn. After the menorah is noichach ha-shulchan, then from duach the Torah, you're able to be zoichah to the second level of shulchan, the level of ashiris. Then it's v'ashulchan titan atzel etzofayin areitzel ha-hashir yatzpin. But there's a process over here. First, base parnasa, then limud, and then afterwards comes the haroitzel ha-hashir yatzpin, haroitzel ha-hafkem yadrin. Good, say that.